Optical and JWST mid-IR emission line diagnostics for simultaneous IMBH and stellar excitation in Z approximately zero dwarf galaxies, by C.T. Richardson et al. Current observational facilities have yet to conclusively detect 10^3 to 10^4 Emson intermediate mass black holes, IMBHs, that fill in the evolutionary gap between early universe seed black holes and Z approximately zero supermassive black holes. Dwarf galaxies present an opportunity to reveal active IMBHs amidst persistent star formation. We introduce photoionization simulations tailored to address key physical uncertainties, coincident versus non-coincident mixing of IMBH and starlight excitation, open versus closed surrounding gas cloud geometries, and different AGN-SED shapes. We examine possible AGN emission line diagnostics in the optical and mid-IR, and find that the diagnostics are often degenerate with respect to the investigated physical uncertainties. In spite of these setbacks, and in contrast to recent work, we are able to show that O3H beta typically remains bright for dwarf AGN powered by IMBHs down to 10^3 Emson. Dwarf AGN are predicted to have inconsistent star forming and safer, liner classifications using the most common optical diagnostics. In the mid-IR, OIV, 25.9 and AR2, 6.98 are less sensitive to physical uncertainties than are optical diagnostics. Based on these emission lines, we provide several mid-IR emission line diagnostic diagrams with demarcations for separating starbursts and AGN with varying levels of activity. The diagrams are valid over a wide range of ionization parameters and metallicities out to Z approximately 0.1. So will prove useful for future JWST observations of local dwarf AGN in the search for IMBHs. We make our photoionization simulation suite freely available. This was Optical and JWST Mid-IR Emission Line Diagnostics for Simultaneous IMBH and Stellar Excitation in Z Approximately Zero Dwarf Galaxies, by C.T. Richardson et al.